It's an archaeological mystery that has puzzled scientists for decades. Which ancient civilization carved boulders into huge stone jars and used them for disposing its dead at sites across the Southeast Asian nation of Laos? War, thick jungle, and unexploded bombs have helped keep the secret, but new Australian-led research is offering tantalising clues, helped along by GPS mapping. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports.
That's a ridiculously large trek up to the jar site.
The quest to solve the mystery of who carved the giant stone jars of Laos is archaeology as we might like to imagine it, a last bastion of adventure and exploration.
Like, it's very rare to still be able to, you know, trek through the jungle and find lost sites, and there's still so many more lost sites to find. So there definitely is that romance with it. Though I have to admit, getting like ticks and leeches all over you isn't that romantic.
That's Nick Scopel, a PhD student at the Australian National University. When he wasn't plucking off tropical parasites, he and his Lao colleague Suliar Bornsehip spent their time mapping 15 new jar sites.
You start seeing patterns as to where the jars are sitting in the landscape. So, you know, they sit along saddles or they sit in prominent positions. But what was really interesting is they have extensive views of the farmland or this sort of lower-lying area, which, you know, suggests maybe potentially that's where the habitation sites could be, because that's one of the big issues we have is we can't find any, like, we can't find the people who actually made the jars.
And that is the heart of this enigma. Who were these people who invested so much energy into carving these impressive stone jars, some more than 2 metres tall and wide? One thing that's eluded researchers is archaeological evidence of villages close to the various jar sites, known to scientists as a habitation site. But that may be about to change, says Nick Scopel.
We did find a potential habitation site associated with one jar site, so it was a large pottery scatter.
Mr. Scopel's PhD supervisor and co-director of the project, Dougald O'Reilly, says this habitation site could be a major breakthrough.
So this is something that we really hope to explore further, is where these people were living, because right now all we have is evidence of where they were disposing of their dead.
Archaeologists have excavated bones and burial items, proving the jars had a mortuary function, rather than, say, collecting water or distilling alcohol, as some locals had speculated. The bones and charcoal have been dated to somewhere between the 9th century and 12th century, but it's not clear if the stone jars were made then or perhaps even earlier. To try to find out, the Australian team took samples of the soil beneath the jars and will be running a test called optical stimulated luminescence. Dougald O'Reilly explains how that works.
So this is a technique that basically allows you to divine the last time the ground underneath the jar saw light. So once the jar was placed on there, obviously no light is going to be hitting that, and it sort of sets the clock for that.
It's getting dark now.
Walking through the jungle to find these jars and digging around them is a dangerous undertaking, as Nick Scopel found out.
One of the main risks, aside from snakes, was the unexploded ordnance, so UXO. So from the secret war, when the CIA did a lot of bombing throughout Laos. So Laos actually, I think it's the most heavily bombed country ever.
But the allure of the mystery runs deep. Nick Scopel is keen to get back to Laos.
You could still hear the monkeys in the jungle and, yeah, trekking up the waterfalls was quite amazing because it was still very pristine forest and definitely a good adventure.
The adventure continues, with the Australian team planning another research trip to Laos next year. This is Liam Cochrane in Bangkok for PM.